We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in middle of Hilchos Erevin, Simen Shin Pei Beis, Sif Vav. We're discussing the halachas if a resident of a non-Jew is giving him an akib in the Erev. This is on page 500 on the Afresh Nun Omid Beis. Says Machab Kozman, she'ein ein Yehudi chayzer as a getim to Afresh Nun Aleph. Boy, as long as the non-Jew does not back out, Moilas Chayr is the rental, as we spoke about in the previous Sifim, you have to rent from him in his residence. That rental is effective. I feel his mom would be even for a long period of time. Ramah says, "Ve'in yochel lachzum iskerasi." He cannot back out from his rental. Ashi achs adam until he gives back the money. That's basically the name of Rashi Perikador. Says Mishabura, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. So Kosman she'in the nachar b'chulah. As long as the non-Jew does not back out, the scheris is effective. My read so much a sachar mi min the bestam that he rented from him unspecifically. Well, he appears from his mom, didn't mention any time. The sachar is man you do because if he rented a certain specific time, of course, when that time passes, sachar is kashen is b'chalin. And then in all situation, you would have to rent it a second time. Like it's explained in the next paragraph. And before the time passes, in yachalachzer b'shumin. And then the non-Jew can never back out. Sivkon chavdal. But if he did it unspecifically, the schiris is effective. I feel his mamruba even for a long period of time. Kibish le pirish man beschiris, because since it didn't specify a time for the rental, mahani it's effective. Because man shein nochayz ba'ha'akam befirish, as long as the non-Jew does not explicitly back out. Avlam reitz anachir, but if the non-Jew wants to yochel lasam emiyad achas Shabbos rishayna, he can back out immediately right after the first Shabbos. But he still love and make it forbidden on the Jew. The kibish le hisku lo il b'stam, because since he didn't rent only unspecifically, yochel lema he could tell him lo kivanti ella al Shabbos echas. I only had in mind for one Shabbos. Which the Shartzi and the Chabay says, because before the first Shabbos, it's not possible in any situation for him to back out, even if he wants to give back the money, because he already rented it to the Jew and the acquisition was done. That's what the Bach writes. Now, the Rabbah also agrees to what he's saying, Pin the Magen Avram, that before the first Shabbos, if the Jew had not yet taken possession of the Chatzar, the non Jew could back out if he gives back the money. However, it seems that if someone relies on the Bach and the Rabbah, he doesn't lose out. Sivkatan, Chav Hei. The Ramah said he cannot back out from his chivis until he gives the money back. What he means to say is the mashman, this that we said, the achas Shabbos Rishon, and after the first Shabbos Yochel Akum Lachzer, the non-Jew could back out, and the Dafka that specifically gives him achas adam and he gives the money back. Dim looking, because if not, Yochel Yisrael Lemele, the Jew could tell him, Onechi Givanti Liskim Mimchal Kama Shabbos. I had a mind to rent from you for many weeks, but that's Cain, and with that intention, the Sat Luchot Meis Chivis is when I give you the money of the rental. In such a case, the sages were lenient in the place of a non-Jew. Shein yoch lesser love that the non-Jew is not going to be able to be make it forbidden on him. With the shared scene, Eis Chav Gimel says this is something in the Chai Adam Klal Ayin Hey. That's going after the first Shabbos. Regarding this is when you need to give back the money. And even though those who explained it before the first Shabbos, what the Rambam was talking about, we didn't quote like this because of the words of the Bach and the Rabbah like we mentioned before. Says the Mishnah further, he says, now many disagree on this. Well, the frame, according to their words, the non-Jew could back out after the first week, even without giving back the money. Given the appearance of the Kamash Shabbos, since it didn't specify for how many weeks, I only had in mind for 1 week. Sif Zayin, im sachru me'in Yehudi l'zman yidu, if they rented for the non-Jew for a certain amount of time, because yichle hazman, when the time is over, this kashayin, they have to go and do a rental a second time. But so Lachsul Arv, then you have to go do an Erev again. The ain't Erev Rishon Chazav Neir, because the original Erev does not get reawakened by doing the new Schiris. Says Mishbrus Sekon Chavav, like Sheikhla Hazman Sark Bechulu, when the time is up, you have to go back and rent a second time. Afilim Ein Ha'akim Chazabai, even if the non Jew is not backing out, because the Me'elim is about the Schiris Rishon, by default, the time has expired, the first Schiris is null and void. No, Pasha, it's obvious that Afilim Yem Eloi Akim. Even if the non-Jew tells him Shumas Ratzi Gam Alaba that he's willing to go on with this Gam Kim Lemahan, it's also not going to be effective. But she is coming until you rent from him because the original Schiris is done. Katz v'Taz, the Taz writes him Sachem Akim. If he rents from a non-Jew Umeis and that non-Jew passes away, B'niach Irish and leaves over inheritor, Ein Moil Masha Sachem Ben Amarish. It doesn't help that he rented from the original owner. Doesn't his battle koyach aschiris because then it's nullified the power of the rental. Now fill b'chayit because even when he's alive, mutzal mehed be bechulu he could back out, etc. I can't show you that's the words of the Taz. Now b'zel l'shetasul el. This goes according to his opinion mentioned previously. Chakaz b'zev vav. Now fill b'toyach zman that even within the time, yechalafsi could back out. But according to what the agreement of the later authorities over there is the b'teich hazman within the time frame, ain't the yochel lachzer b'shem inyan, he cannot back out in any way. If that's the case, avol lemeis, even if he dies, lo in nisbat l'schiris, the rental is not null and void. Even if the inheritor stands and he protests, doesn't make a difference.
However, besachim min the stamamis. But if he rents from him unspecifically and he dies, mistabra, then it's logical. Then it's batal memeil haschiras. Then by default, automatically, it does become null and void. The rental kedivrei taz, like the words of the taz, which Ashar Tzin Eischavav says. However, this is also not so clear according to the words of the Ramah and Sevav. As long as he doesn't get back the money, he cannot back out. If that's the case, it's possible even when he dies, as long as the money does not come back to the Jew, the schiras still remains in its original place. And the truth is, Eli Rabbah is actually not sure about even Bestama look over there. However, one cannot be lenient in the case of unspecific, since many disagree on the words of the Ramah over there, like we wrote over there in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah further, he says, even if the inheritor is going to say, he's in agreement, he's agreeable to what his father did, it's logical that's not going to be effective, until they go back and rent from him, in this case, when they rented from the father's stam and he died. Siv cotton, chaf, zain. And the Torah, you have to go and do an erev over again. The Mekimish in this battle is curious because since the rental is null and void, Mimilin is battle Erev, so by default, the Erev is non-existent anymore because the Erev Moel B'Makam Akim, and because the Erev doesn't work when there's a non-Jew, which now you don't have a rental for. And the Sharat Eschem Zayin says, and this is the Mogen Ram asks on this halacha, which the Dirshu 44 brings, that he asks, why regarding when the opening gets closed up during the weekday, and it gets reopened on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch paskens and Shinai doubts have out that the Erev does get reawakened, whereas over here, you have to make Erev from new. Look over there in Shaar Tzi and Shin Pei Gimel Sefer Katan Hey, what we write over there. But the Achrinim already answered, and we quoted that later on, Simen Shin Pei Gimel, look over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, we don't say achakach afterwards, that when you rent from the non-Jew, oh, that the original Erev should get reawakened. We don't say that you have to make a new Erev. Sivches, if they rented from a non-Jew for a specific amount of time, and within this time, the non-Jew rents out his apartment to someone else. It is enough with the original rental. They rented from the non-Jew for a specific amount of time. But this wording, it sounds like that if they rented unspecifically, they rented to someone else, you actually would have to rent from the second renter, which the Sharat Tzin Eischavches says, and that's how the Pirmei Gadim and the Chayyadim write. Says, however, it's not so clear so much, because it's possible, because since we hold that even Bestama, you have to first give back the money, without giving back the money, he cannot back out, it's possible that he does not have the power to rent it out. And a little of a proof to this is because according to the Paiskim, that even when you rent it for a specific amount of time, he can back out if he gives back the money. So by default, you have to explain over here the reason is because over here he didn't yet give back the money with the Vilna Gaon rights. So if that's the case, same thing is for us regarding Stama. And for the words of Mechaba that he says, there's no Raya, and it's possible that he's just picking an easy halacha. So regarding this, he cannot back out, even if he gives back the money, which is not the case by Stama, like we mentioned. Now, however, Latina would seem that one should be stringent regarding this, because many Achoinim disagree, and they hold that Mistama, you could back out even without giving back money. So, it would even be in that case. Sif Katan Chaf Tes. So he said that if a Teichas Man, Hisker B'chulu, within that time frame, he rents it to someone else. So he said it's enough with the first rental. But then the same thing is, in Machalacher, even if he sells it to someone else. But the reason is, because really a rental for a day, Namimikar is really a sale for that day. And you can't sell the rights that you gave to someone else. But there are those who are stringent when he sells it to someone else, which the Sharat Sin Islam brings it from Chedusha Rikvege in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, which the Dirshu 47 brings the reason for the difference, writes the Tshuva Chacham Tzvi, that only when you rent it to someone else, the original schiras that he did to the Jew is not batal, because the kin haguf remains in the ownership, it remains by the first non-Jew, which is not the case when he sells it. He sold also the actual ownership of the body, and then by default, whatever he rented out is null and void. Because the schiras of an achi that permits on Shabbos, it's not really a real kin, and it's just removal of his rights, and it's similar to the Bittul of Yisrael, and then you would have to do a new schiras. Now, the Sharat Tzin continues, but the Prima Gadim remains on this regarding as a Tzarech In, which the Dirshu 48 brings that the Taz explains that a non-Jew that rents to someone else does not remove himself from his house, because at the end of the when the rental is up, he's back there in his Rishos, and therefore it's not bottle the first years. Now he asks that in a case when when the Ma'ariv rents out his Rishos, the one who made it joined in the Erev, rents it out to someone else. For sure you need a new Erev. So why would the Nachri is rent out his Rishos? You don't need a new Erev. So the answer is that you can be mechal between the Ma'arev, someone who makes is part of the Erev, that when with this and they rent out his residence, he's removing himself from the partnership, and there's no greater backing out than that, to a Schiris, that the Nachri rents out only the Schus Hishtamshes, the permission of utility to Yisrael to permit caring, and he's not removing himself from his Rishos, and therefore when he rents it to someone else, he's not backing out of the Schiris, and you don't need a new Schiris. According to this, Primogram is not sure if by a sale that he removes himself totally from his Rishos, he's backing out from what he rented out, and you need a new Schiris, or maybe since the non-Jew already rented out to Yisrael before the sale, and as long as the money wasn't given back, he cannot back out. And he's only selling the schus that he still has, which is the ownership of the property, but the schus of Yisrael would still remain, and that he remains on Tzorachin. So said the Sharatin, like, Chilav is sure it's appropriate to be stringent to rent from the new person, from the new owner, from the buyer. Siftes, Chamisha Hadar Mechatzah, when you have five people living in the courtyard, Echad Tzorachim and Yehud Bishvukulim, one Yidala could rent from the non-Jew for all the Jews. Sefkat Lamed says Mishbukum because of all them. I know that is Shane. You don't have to have every Jew in the neighborhood go rent from the non-Jew. It's just that one when one Jew rents from them, that by default they're all permitted. Which the Sharatin Islamad Alpha says that's the something in the Rambam, the Smag and the Rajman, the Bait Sakurish, like the Gears of the Riff and the Rush and the Gemara, the Echad Sekh the Kulan. Because even according to our Gears Al Yidei Kulam, like the way Rashi explained, because of them all, it's possible also that they agree that you don't have to make be a shliach because of them all. It's just that through his chiris, but by default they're all permitted, even though that the Jewish people did not yet make an heir between themselves from the beginning. He says, look at the bi'alocha, it's the maschil b'shvil, which in the bi'alocha b'shvil kulam, he says, from this wording it sounds like l'chayra, the davka when they first made an heir together. Then you say that by default, afterwards, he's a shliach for them all. And that's what sounds like a little bit from Rashi and Afsamach Vav. However, in truth, that's not the case. That's Burton Ram and Smag and Beit Sakir. At the beginning, you rent and then you make the Erev. And even though one person is renting, it's effective for them all. And that's from the reason that at least the property of the non-Jew is rented to one Yisrael, and therefore they could afterwards go and make an Erev together as one. And to the contrary, like at Chila, one should not make the Erev before the Schiris, as we wrote in the Bir Halacham, in the beginning of the Siman, Dibamaskal Tzokshet Skiru, look over there. The previous Bi'alacha, the Maschel, Kozman, She'ein Ha'akam Chayz V'chul, as long as the non-Jew did not back out, the skirts is effective, even for a long period of time. So the Bi'alacha says, in this topic, there's a huge complexity between the commentaries. And the clearest of them all is the Shita, the Bacha del Yerava, because many Achreinim hold like their Shita, that when you're renting it for a set amount of time, he cannot back out in the middle of that time. It's obvious from Sifya Dalet. And that's as written in the Sefer Tumim Deim, that before the set time, he cannot back out, even if he gives back the money, because he already rented one time. Nacham did this as like a full-fledged schiris. And what does it help if he wants to give back the money? And this, that they want to make this dependent on the words of Rashi, that he writes, that if he rented from lo yochel avs, he cannot back out, should he not condemn it because he's holding the money. Sounds like, oh, it is dependent on the money. The Achrim already write that from this is no proof. The Rashi does not mean to say when he says the Nakadami because the money is in his hand. It just means to say because he took the money. So therefore, the acquisition of the Rishos was acquired to the renter, the Jew. And the truth is with them, because that's also listening to the Bartanu, the Rav, that he says, Shadi Shakal Damim, because he took the money, which means the taking, not because he has it. And based on the majority, he's really quoting the words of Rashi. And that's also obvious in Rabbeinu Yonason, that he writes also, his words are, Dolabi de Burbamo, it's not just words, that he can back out. Look over there, that so you see the opposite. That from there, it's obvious that he cannot back out from his serious when he receives the money, and it's known also that Rabbeinu Yonason also, a majority he's quoting, explained the words of Rashi. Also, why should we make a machlekes between the Gedolim, that as if they're disagreeing? That's also a pin the Magid of Ram, that when he rents up a certain amount of time, it doesn't help giving back the money, the way the Eli Rabbah writes, the Magen Avraham disagrees on the Taz regarding this. Not like the way it's written in Taisur Shabbos, that the opinion of the Taz Magen Avraham is the same as one, which is the opposite of the simple understanding of the words in Magen Avraham, which the Dirshan number 42 brings, that the word in Magen Avraham is that the Ina Moyu Lachs Mischirus, it doesn't help to back up from Mischirus, that Shiach Sadam until he gives back the money, that's when he rents unspecifically, because of the Shabbos Roshona, and he backs it before the first Shabbos. He backs up when Shabbos already started. Shuvin Yochalazbe can't back out. Vimsachalazman, if he rented for a certain amount of time, in Yochalazbe cannot back out at Kaloisazman until the time ends. So you see, the simple understanding is words. In the beginning, he's talking about when you're renting Stam, then you can back out when you get back the money. And the Sefer is talking about when you rent for a certain amount of time, you cannot back out at the end of the time, even when you get back the money. which is not like the way the Tosh Shabbos explains. The intent of the Magi Ram is that the Sefer is like a Hemshech of the Reisha. If you give back the money, it is permitted, and that the Magi Ram was just a bridge with his words. And as the Be'er Halacha continues, and they're already massacred on the Tosh Shabbos, the Beis Meir, and the Atzei Mogim, and they scream like roosters. And really the justice is with them. If you look at the beginning of Oyel Shabbos and you see what is Mechadish on the Magen Avram. However, when you rent Stam, the opinion of the Paiskim is that after the first Shabbos, you could back out because the non-Jew could say, Luis Karticha, La Shabbos Echad, I only rent it for 1 week. However, as long as it doesn't back out, so then the Schiris remains with it all its force, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 39. He said that it could last even for a long period of time. Now, in the case that they rented from the treasurer of the king, so he brings later on, Sivkan Memchas from Chuvis Beis Shleima, that like a tchila, one should not rent without a set time. And it's good not to rent, but up until 20 years. In the Sefer Ira Kodesh of Migdash, he writes, that they go in Yerushalayim, they would rent for 60 years. And therefore they made an air with olive oil, which lasts 60 years. But however, when there's a new king, or when the government changes, they would make a new Erev. And Shuvah is given as a Radam, he writes, that you're allowed to rent even for 100 years or more. There's number 40, the Mordechai and the Rosh, they prove that it's effective as long as the non-Jew doesn't explicitly back out. In words of the Gemara and Erev and Avsamach Bav. So you come out of Dami, that it's just like the Erev is effective for many years, as long as the Erev is still around. So it's just curious, you don't have to rent every Erev for Shabbos. They add on that this Rashi writes over the end of Avsamach Beis, that Chum was hakin tzchir, so that it should be difficult in the eyes to rent every single Erev Shabbos. He means to say just that if the non-Jew is going to back out, he would have to rent from him from new. But as long as it doesn't back out, there's no need for that. Dish number 41, La Lachav, in the word of Shar Tzin, Sefkan Chavav and Chavches, would seem that one should be stringent regarding this discussion regarding what the Mishpura says in Sivkan Chavhei, that if the non-Jew could back out without giving money, and the non-Jew could back out after the first Shabbos without giving back money. Dershon number 43. Be'alacha, previously in Sif Aleph, at the end of the Maskel Tzarech, wrote that when you say we have to go back and make a new Erev, you have to make a new bracha on the new Erev. And he brings the words of the Beis Meir that asked, why do you have to go back and make a new Erev? But they're all already joined in that bread. And he concludes that, but the Eved, if Shabbos starts and they did not make a new Erev, they could rely on that bread because they're all partners in it. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes to Mechadish that only if that one Shabbos passes without rental, it's considered that the Erev was nullified and you'd have to make a new Erev. However, if that week, right away, they go and rent it from him, so that's not considered like a lapse and the Erev would not be batal. Dishu number 45. In Sif Ches, the Mechaber said that if the non-Jew goes and they rent it from him a specific amount of time and he rents it to someone else, it's enough at the first rental. The reason writes to Chubas Rashba is that the Jews already bought the rights in the residence of the non-Jew, and the non-Jew cannot back out from his schiris. And therefore, also when the non-Jew rents his house to someone else, the original schiris still remains. Dishu number 46. If the first non-Jew could remove the renter whenever he wants to, the Bechi Yisra writes that you can rent also from the first one, as Burton Shachanach later on Sif Yudches. Because we said that you would have to rent from the new renter, but if you can remove him, then he still has the ownership. Tirshu number 49. We said that as long as one rents, they're all permitted. Now this schir said that an individual rents, the Shulchan Aruch writes, he does not have to specify that he's renting for them all. It's just that he rents for himself, and since they're all joined in the Erev together as one, they're like one person. Chaznesh explains the reason that, in truth, the residence of a non-Jew is not really called a residence. It's just that Chacham considered his residence as a residence so that the Jewish people should not be living with him. And therefore, when one of the members of the Chatzar rents from him his Rishos, so then his deer goes back to be considered like a barn, and then it doesn't make a forbidden on anyone else. And it's not similar to the halacha of Echem Arab Lekulan, which that's not effective when there are other residents in the Chatzah, as the Gemara brings in the Erev Nafayan Gimel. Dish number 50, now if one rents for himself, that it's effective for them all, and they make Erev with them, and then afterwards he leaves the city, Chaznish writes, the meaning is to be lenient regarding this, because since through the skirs that he made, it's considered as if they're all rented from the non-Jew. However, if the renter leaves from his courtyard and he does not make an eruv at all with the members of the chatzar, he's not sure over there if they're all permitted through the schiris, or in such a case, if he leaves, if they all become forbidden and remains with the tzarachim. Now, according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which he brought in the previous dirshu, it's not effective that one person rents. Rather, as long as he lives in the courtyard and he joins in the eruv with them, and that's what it seems in the words of the Bialacha, is the maschil b'shvil. Dershon number 51, the Chaznish writes that even if at the end he does not make an eruv with the members of the chatzar, it's just that the seicher is mavatla to trust his friends. Even so, the seicher is going to be effective. And we discussed this in the previous dershos.